Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, now I need to be here back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a bacterial outbreak in a Seattle hospital has infected 31 patients. And this happened at Virginia Mason Franciscan Health in Seattle, Washington. And four of these patients have died. Public health officials at Public Health Seattle and King County have not confirmed that the infections were a factor in their deaths and cause of death, but four of the individuals have died. Now, the bacteria is identified as Klebsiella pneumonia. Klebsiella is a bear. It is oftentimes drug resistant. In the hospital, when somebody got Klebsiella, now I prayed. That is, it's a rough one. And the hospital first announced the outbreak in October 2022, has posted multiple updates, most recently April 25th. And according to a statement on the hospital's website, they said, beginning in October 2022, Virginia Mason Medical Center detected an increase in cases of Klebsiella pneumonia bacteria at our downtown campus. This was reported by the interim president, Sidney Bersante. We immediately implemented, they said, safety measures, notified patients who had tested positive for the bacteria, and promptly provided treatment where necessary. While the risk of transmission is very low, we continue to take proactive steps, and the hospital is working with public health officials to pinpoint the source. But they're complex. You know, did these individuals come to the hospital because they got it elsewhere? Did they get it in the hospital? So Klebsiella pneumonia is rare. It's not very common, especially if you have a normal, healthy immune system. But somebody in the hospital for extended periods of time could get it. And we do see it in people on ventilators. Now, it'll look like a pneumonia, fever, chest pain, difficulty breathing. We will be able to see it on x-ray. And then we could also culture it. We could get your sputum and culture it. And it is a very drug resistant bacteria. It can be. It can also cause wounds in surgical sites, cause bloodstream infections like sepsis, meningitis. So if you have weakened immunity, such as those who could be struggling in the hospital or on a ventilator, it doesn't bode well. Now, it is rare in the general population, but it is a common cause of infections in patients who have spent any time on ventilators. The infection most often affects sick patients in healthcare settings who are on ventilators, or catheters, or extended antibiotic treatments. So, now, people always ask, well, is it airborne? Not necessarily. We don't see Klebsiella at this point transfer from patient to patient. But then we want to know, well, then how did they get it? So sometimes people want to know, okay, well, how do I know what kind of a pneumonia I have? Sometimes it could depend on the cough. If you have bloody sputum that's thick, sometimes the more severe sort of pneumonias, like tuberculosis or Klebsiella or even strep, will cause cell destruction. So you could have some bleeding when you cough. Now, anytime you see blood in your sputum, you've got to get that checked out. I understand some people might cough so hard that they bleed a little bit, but we still want to do a chest x-ray and make sure that's not tuberculosis, make sure it's not a pneumonia, make sure it's not cancer. So blood in your sputum is not a good sign. Same thing if you vomit blood, not a good sign. If you poop blood, not a good sign. Many people do, and they end up living and being fine, but it is not a good sign to have, meaning you don't blow it off. Get it checked out, figure out why you have it. So the reason why Klebsiella makes us all groan in the medical field is because it's resistant to a lot of antibiotics. So it makes it harder to treat. And it can be then fatal. So we'll see what happens. Again, you know, seeing something like this come out of hospitals, not most shocking, but when you have 31 patients get it, 4 die, even though we still don't know 100% if they die from that, it does make you nervous. So one thing, you know, one piece of advice I told you guys, and I've been telling you since the beginning, is try and stay out of the hospital. If you need to go to the hospital, you go. But try not to need to go to the hospital. Now, that doesn't mean if you have COVID and you're sick and you can't breathe and you have chest pain, you don't go. You go. If you need to go, you go. But what I'm saying is try to be healthier. You know, if you don't need to smoke, don't smoke. If you could lose weight, great. If you could control those diabetes, control your blood pressure, if you could control things. Because here's the thing. Many individuals that are getting these infections are not there because they had an infection. They might be there because they had a heart attack. Or they had a severe accident. Or, don't be drunk driving. I've seen people where we're discharging them, you know, for all this pneumonia and sepsis. And, you know, the attendees would be like, what did they come in with? What brought them to the hospital? They were in a motorcycle accident. And things just turned. You know, we've seen people where they go into the hospital for something unrelated, and then all of a sudden, they'll, you know, usually giving birth, we could keep them pretty healthy and safe and get them out. But that's another example. Somebody comes in giving birth, and then all of a sudden, they're there for a while because they might have had a blood clot. Or they might have had sepsis. Or they might have had a stroke. So, you know, we've been neglecting our population, and we as patients are neglecting ourselves by not going to a medical provider or having a medical provider and getting regular visits. I can't tell you how many times I'll be speaking to patients that call in with kids, and the kid is sick, and I'm like, you know, does your child have a pediatrician? And the child's a young child. They go, no. And we haven't found one yet. And I'm like, well, then who's doing the physicals? Who's doing their... People just aren't going to the doctor anymore. They're utilizing telemedicine for medications, but they're not going for their routine, which means we are going to have a much more unhealthy population. Patrick Swayze's wife was talking about his pancreatic cancer, and Patrick Swayze's first symptom was his eyes were yellow. We don't want you to wait till your eyes are yellow. If you're having stomach pain, you're having digestive issues, we want you to go to your doctor and get checked out, or a nurse practitioner, or PA. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm not scared about a lot of things. I don't get scared very easily. You guys see my tarantula pictures. I'll go to a family reunion. I don't get scared too often. But the one thing that is scaring me, that I do worry about, and I just try to repress it because I don't want to think about it, is assisted living and how I'm going to support myself or how I'm going to take care of myself later. God forbid I outlive my husband. I want my husband to outlive me. But, you know, the women in my family seem to outlive the men. And I hope that's not true, but I, you know, having seen, you know, my family go through taking care of grandparents and it just devoiding any savings, you know, there was, because Medicare doesn't usually pay for assisted living, it scares me. And assisted living costs thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars per month. And I'm trying so hard to stay healthy and be healthy that I'm thinking, great, I'm going to live to my 90s, my 100s. But then you start to go, well, wait a second. There's not any money for me to live that long. That's some scary stuff. And this isn't a new headline. We've been seeing this, you know, for anybody who has a family that didn't really afford like now we have long-term care insurance, but it's expensive, and oftentimes there's so many caveats that it won't cover that it's many people just don't have it, and it just isn't. And I don't think there's anybody in my family that has it, which means, God forbid, they need assisted living. It's going to be we're going to have to take out loans. We're going to have to take out loans to take care of our aging family members. That scares me. And it also scares me because you keep hearing people say Medicare for all, Medicare for all. That would be nice, but Medicare isn't even covering what we needed to care. The reason why we have Medicare is because we need to take care of the medical needs of our older population. We had decided in the 60s that was the best thing for society, best thing for America, and the right thing to do. For all those taxes and tax dollars that hardworking Americans put into the system, we will have a safety net for you through Social Security and through Medicare, so you will not be destitute and you will not be dying without care. But Medicare doesn't cover assisted living for the most part. It will cover a certain amount of days in hospice. It'll cover a certain amount of days in the hospital. But if you have a family member that needs bathing and wound repair and therapy and walks and help feeds, and Medicare might not pay for that. And unless you have a big family that can come in and help, and that person can get neglected. It is such a crisis, and it's scary because the average American is living paycheck to paycheck, and the average American has an elderly relative. And if that elderly relative needs thousands upon thousands of dollars of assisted living care, they're not going to get it. And the other conversation that worries me is you start to hear more people say, well, then we need to have more euthanasia. No, I do think we should have death with dignity, and I think people suffering should be able to. But the last thing I want to hear is society push for older individuals to go away so they don't have to pay for it. Before we ask for Medicare for all, can we, for the love of God, make sure we take care of our seniors? And I don't think we do enough to take care of our seniors. So when these studies come saying 80% of aging adults in America lack the financial resources to pay for 2 years of nursing home care or 4 years of assisted living, I'm surprised it's only 80. I would say even more than that. The study comes from the National Council of Aging and the Leading Age LTSS Center from the University of Massachusetts in Boston. 60% of older adults or 24 million households would not have the funds to pay for in-home long-term care, despite the fact that they would prefer to age in place, meaning age in their house. You know, going to a facility where there's, you know, rent and around-the-clock nurses is more expensive. But you getting somebody to come to your house, that's expensive too. Remember, labor prices have gone up. If you need somebody to be there 24/7, easily it's going to be thousands upon thousands of dollars. Not to mention they need to pay for the place to live in and food, etc. So researchers looked at 2018 data from the Health and Retirement Study, which was a joint effort by the National Institute of Aging and Social Security Administration, and they looked at 20,000 U.S. adults and their net wealth. Now, even though they looked at data years ago, they were surprised to see that so many older adults were at significant risk of financial insecurity. They say there's a common misconception that older adults are asset rich. They're not. Remember, older adults might have paid off their home. They might have, collected some in savings or put cash under the mattress, but not a lot of adults had jobs with 401ks. When my father died, he fixed appliances, for cash or credit card. There was no 401k. There was no life insurance. The only reason my dad was able to be buried is because I had to pay for it. The average person does not have a means to, allow the family to have some funds to, insurance is expensive. These life insurance policies, I can't tell you how many people, say, look, I moved and I guess I was told my life insurance lapsed and they won't let me pay anymore. So now I don't have life insurance again. Some life insurance is great, but some are scams. I recommend, all right, we want you to be healthy. We want you to live as long as you can. But if the national average cost of assisted living is $4,500 a month, and that's, I think, very on the lower end of it. Okay, I'm seeing some places cost $12,000 to $15,000 a month. You need to start planning now. You need to sit down with family members. And I know the family members are going to be like, okay, well, let's start a fight really quick so we don't have to, so then I know you won't call on me later. No, you got to have a family meeting. Because trust me, you could pretend to be angry at them and all that. When it comes time to taking care of a loved one, it's going to have to be all hands on deck. And you need to see what options are out there for you, and you need to have a plan. Now, I understand some people might fall in love with the place on the corner, and so that place on the corner might not exist 10 years from now, but I'm talking about extensive planning. Do you need to get a insurance policy? Do you need to look at what's going on with your assets? Are you overspending now, and that money is being wasted when it needs to go into a fund or bank account for long-term living? Everybody is anxious, down from the grandparents to great-grandparents down to the grandchildren, because they know how expensive it is to take care of an elderly individual and a senior or somebody with cancer. And we are not prepared. When a headline says the average American's living paycheck to paycheck and another headline says the average American will not be able to afford their assisted living, well, that's a problem. And we have an aging population, baby boomers, Gen X's, and when you look at the middle class, which is shrinking, and you look at the amount of people putting money into the system, we don't have enough people putting money into Medicare and Social Security for our aging population. And those of us who thought we had a hospital bed with our name on it or a nursing home with our name on it, room, we don't. I'm already looking for potential roommates. I've already talked to a bunch of my friends saying, look, will you be my roommate? Because we could save money in assisted living if we're roommates. I mean, honestly, I'm already trying to figure out how to do this. And, in the olden days, the family would all live together. So there was always somebody there to take care of. Families aren't like that anymore. They don't like their family members. They fight, they divorce, families aren't as cohesive as they once were. People don't like each other's family members. So then what? So I'm trying to be liked. I'm trying to hope that my kids like me. But I'm scared. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Strong words about the House passed bill that would raise the debt ceiling and cut some federal programs.
President Biden has produced a budget. House Republicans produced a ransom note.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Senate Democrats say the bill will go nowhere, but it does put on record cuts that Republicans might want to make. That might start more specific negotiations about the next federal budget. In Davenport, Iowa, the Mississippi River has now flooded well into downtown, and it's still rising, not expected to crest until Monday. More than 7 million people in central Texas are again watching the skies as the risk of tornadoes, thunderstorms, and huge hail is again very high. A U.S. Army soldier is in a Fairbanks, Alaska hospital, the lone survivor of a midair crash of two Apache helicopters. Three others were killed. The copters collided as they were returning from a training mission. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a bill to ban styrofoam items like food containers is headed to Oregon Governor Tina Kotek's desk for her signature as they are trying to reduce plastic pollution in the state. Senate Bill 543 is going to phase out polystyrene, foam dishware, packing, peanuts and coolers, would prohibit the use of PFAS or the polyfluorinated substances, the per and poly, that are known as forever chemicals that could cause, they could be endocrine disruptors, could affect fertility, put people at risk for metabolism issues, cancer. And so food packaging has been using these PFASs for a while,
And this is going to take effect January 1, 2025. It directs the Oregon Health Authority to update the state's health code to make it easier for restaurants to provide reusable containers to customers, effective no later than June 30, 2024. They say these products that have a forever impact on our planet, like polystyrene foam, which doesn't biodegrade, and PFAS forever chemicals that build up in our bodies and environment, should be eliminated. They say as we move away from these wasteful and harmful plastic products, we should make it easier for Oregon businesses to offer reusable options to help make the zero waste future we are working to be a reality. So here's the thing. We've been using these to-go boxes for a while. I'm a little concerned. I get polystyrene in cups, plates, takeout containers. They're hard to recycle. I love protecting the environment, so I get that. But where I have a problem with some of these rules is they don't offer realistic options. And I notice people go to options that could be less healthy. So, for example, I'm seeing, like, when I'm in California, and you're given a straw because you don't want to put your mouth on the glass. You don't want to put your mouth on something that somebody else could have their mouth on, even though technically the liquid is sloshing around it. You know, at least the straw is on the inside as opposed to the outside of the glass. But the straw is paper. So if you're there at a sit-down diner for 20, 30 minutes, that paper straw starts to wither. And I've gotten paper in my mouth from the paper straw. Well, that's not healthy. If you breathe that in, you are now getting paper fibers into your lungs. So I get the, and I support, trying to use less plastic and putting less plastic in your mouth, but I don't want paper in my mouth. I'd also like to protect the trees, too. So I don't think these paper straws are an appropriate alternative. The other thing, too, is I went to one place who was very green, very nice, nice that they were green, and their to-go box was, again, a paper product that apparently with the food started to kind of soak through. But the lining, the paper products that didn't soak through, see, the reason why we have some of these chemicals is because if you, let's say, you know, you guys have had a pizza box. If you put pizza with the cheese, it starts to drip through. If you have Chinese food that have a sauce, it drips through. To prevent it from dripping through, you need sealants. And these sealants are chemicals. So the reason why to-go boxes don't leak all over you is because they're made with special sealants. So here you are, you know, you're trying to avoid bloodborne, or you're trying to avoid food pathogens. If you have a container that's starting to open up, get soggy, spill out, well, that's not safe. That's not healthy. You now have, you know, car food sediments that's brewing bacteria. I mean, it's better to, you know, not have styrofoam, but we need to make sure we have better alternatives. Whenever you do something like this, always have an alternative. So, for example, with kids, when we teach people how to parent, and we do, we offer advice to parent, we don't tell you to tell your kid, no, no, bad boy, bad boy. I mean, I still did, even though I knew how to parent, you know, because my boys would be like all into stuff, right? And I'd kind of make a joke out of it, right? Where between the two of them, right, all they were doing was, and they would laugh. So I'm like, no, don't touch that. No, 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 bad boy. Wait, no, bad boy. No, don't do that. No, no, wait, stop it, stop it. You know, we'd joke about it. But if your child is doing something and you just say, no, 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 bad boy, that is not very effective. But if you say, don't do that, but do this, you give them the right option, you teach them the right option, because telling a kid no, they don't know what to do. I do that with my dog. My dog will go pee-pee house, go poo-poo house, eat the cat food, whatever. I'm like, no, stop it, no, no, no. So I have to give the dog an alternative. Here, no, don't go into the cat food. Here's your food.
Now, the dog will still do whatever the hell she wants because she's, you know, that's what she does. But you have to offer that alternative. And so when you keep saying, no, you can't do this, well, then what do you carry the stuff in? What do you do? You know, I'm seeing people get plastic bags to carry their food that's not in the styrofoam container because it's not holding the food. Well, but then there's the plastic. Do you notice when you now ask for food to go, they're giving you a plastic bag on top of it? I thought we're trying to eliminate plastic. So there's, you know, I get it. You know, we have to, you know, protect our environment. We have to protect some of these forever chemicals getting into our body. We really expose ourselves to chemicals. I'm dying to see what happens to bottled water because so many of us drink out of plastic bottled waters. I don't know if we should be exposing ourselves to all that plastic. But, you know, the states, the Oregon isn't the only state to do this. Since 2019, Colorado, Maine, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, Virginia, Washington have all enacted these polystyrene sort of prohibitions. But the other thing I'm also noticing, too, is the prices then go up. If they can't use cheap to-go containers, because remember, they don't make money on to-go. They lose money. When you say, I'd like to take this to-go, they lose money. Because they now have to give you a product that they have to buy. They have to buy containers. So they're going to give you the cheapest of the containers. Now, I understand some of these nicer restaurants, they'll package it up. It'll have their name on it. It'll be a pretty bag, and it could be extra advertising. And, you know, honestly, a restaurant, it's a good move to give plenty of food. So then you're like, wow, that meal lasted twice. It's worth spending a little more. I got two meals out of that. But the average restaurant, they lose money on it. So they are going to do the cheapest of the containers. If they have to start spending money on more green or clean containers, then the food's going to go up. So don't be surprised if you start to see, you know, prices go up in these states. Again, I am for protecting the environment. I'm for avoiding these chemicals. I think we are just inundated with chemicals. But there's got to be a better way. See, I'm wondering if foil, I understand we got to be careful with aluminum. But we used to give foil to take food home. And I think we stopped doing that because foil would, people would want to put the food in the microwave. So since you can't put foil in the microwave, they would give you microwave containers. But I got to tell you, I still go to places where they'll give you like this little foil bin. So you got to move it anyway. It's a foil bin with a paper top, but the paper top has a seal. So it doesn't get sticky and it doesn't ooze through. So we'll see. But, you know, all I'm saying is if we're going to be making these laws, make sure you hand them something else. The Oregon legislation will give penalties of $100 a day for serving, up to $500 a day for selling or distributing foam containers or peanuts or food that were containing these PFASs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then we talk about anxiety that people have. Is it anxiety about their health? Is it anxiety about their savings? Is it anxiety about politics? Is it anxiety about the weather, about flooding? And one of the latest things that's been causing some people some anxiety is the banking crisis. And, you know, it's interesting. I think if I could sum up everything is... I think we have a lack of trust. I think our trust and our confidence and our ability to count on something is probably at its weakest. We used to be able to count on parking garages. Looks like you can't always count on parking garages. They fall. We used to be able to count on a nice building. After we saw the Surfside condo collapse, might not be able to count on that.
if it's not built correctly or on a sinkhole, even though I think they blamed engineering for that. We wanted to be able to count on executive branch being able to handle everything, make sure it does the right job, and not always. Count on the World Health Organization to make sure there's no COVID leaks or lab leaks or bioweapons or pathogens that shouldn't be circulating, getting out there. Can't really count on them. Can't really count on diplomacy and world leaders to do the right move and not invade for some stupid, greedy reason and hurt citizens that they're invading. Nope, can't count on that. Can't count on a lot of things these days. And so, you know, I'll hear people talk, and I'm like, is that true? And it's like, money in the bank. Well, money in the bank, all of a sudden, it seems to now also be something that you can't count on. First Republic shares. First Republic Bank is the one that's starting to teeter. And it has plunged to some pretty low stock numbers today. I think it lost more than half of their value after a CNBC report said that they would most likely need to be seized by federal regulators. So the stock fell about 52%. Its market capitalization dropped now less than $620 million. In fact, I think they had to stop trading because it was so volatile. And First Republic is one of the hardest hit regional lenders following two major bank failures that happened last month. It has been scrambling to reach a private sector rescue deal, but it hasn't been coming through. Earlier this morning, CNBC reported that most likely the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is going to have to take it into receivership. First Republic told Daily Mail that we are engaging in discussions with multiple parties about our strategic options while continuing to serve our clients. Well, it's a scary, scary time. If the FDIC seizes it, then you know, they're supposed to insure anybody up to $250,000, but there are many uninsured deposits. And these uninsured deposits, people wonder what happens. Now, I think the Department of Treasury had said, don't worry, we got you covered. But I don't know if multiple other banks fall. I don't know if people have it covered. Now, me, I don't have more than $250,000, so I feel like I'm in the clear. But this is not a good thing, especially for businesses. 11 major U.S. banks banded together in the private sector to offer a rescue deal to infuse them with First Republic with $30 billion in deposits, but they didn't get enough investor confidence, and so it didn't go forward. So U.S. officials are trying to figure out how to rescue First Republic, but that it's just not a good sign. Now, when we look at some of these other banks that had problems, such as Silicon Valley Bank, we're being told that it was a textbook case of mismanagement. Now, there should be no mismanagement, let alone a textbook case. You know, I look at people who run banks as very well educated, you know, very responsible, very experienced. I mean, to run a bank, to be a VP of a bank, to be a department head, I mean, you have to have some experience. You have to have some, you know, education behind that, some training. But the Federal Reserve released their report saying the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was due to a combination of extremely poor bank management, weakened regulations, and lax government supervision. They said the ease of mobile banking combined with the rapid spread of misinformation through social media may have fundamentally changed the speed of bank runs. And that's true. Once somebody puts on social media, go and do this, it's mass hysteria. Social media is really going to put us in a bind. Somebody could falsely say, right, fire in a crowded theater and everybody run. Well, that could happen from a national perspective. Where all of a sudden on social media, they say, it's happening, an asteroid's coming, it's happening. And then we immediately, you know, don't start to run. And did anybody decide to fact check? Did anybody go to NASA's website? People don't trust the government. People don't they trust more what they see on social media. So when somebody said, look, the bank's having problems, people are like, to heck with that, I'm going to get my money. Now, you know, we've heard that there were multiple We heard that there were multiple, let's say, focuses of some of the vice presidents, how they were working on, you know, parades and working on diversity type things, and they wanted to show that they were a part of societal's movement to be more progressive, which is very, very nice. But if you are hired to do a job, you've got to do that job first. You know, every job I've done, I've always wanted to do the philanthropy part of things, because I'm like, oh, we could do this, we could do this. And everybody always tells me, make sure you do your job first. Because if you're spending all this time doing, now I could multitask, they don't know who they're talking to. Okay, I could be doing philanthropy and the main job at the same time, easy. But, you know, make sure you do your job first, because you are no good to anybody. You can't donate, you can't participate in pride parades, you can't do any of that if your bank is failing. And then the Federal Reserve's supervision, you know, is to blame. Why aren't we spending a lot of money in Federal Reserve workers? Same thing with IRS. We have to hire more IRS agents. Why aren't they already doing their job? So Signature Bank of New York got seized. Silicon Valley Bank got seized after customers withdrew tens of billions of dollars in deposits within a matter of hours. And it's, you know, whether we blame the interest rates, whether we blame bond prices, whether we blame people being, grossly inadequate at their job, this shouldn't be happening. But I think that First Republic could be the one of many if we don't figure out, get our acts together. And honestly, anybody who has a job to do, whether they're a hospital administrator or a foreman in a construction site or a nurse or teacher, okay, I get we're being pulled in multiple directions. Make sure you're doing your job first. And it has to be the leaders, because I understand people who try to tell leadership, look, I'd like to do this first, I'd like to... It's got to be the leaders and the managers who understand, once we know that that is all secure, the remaining 10% or 20% of our time, yes, we could put towards these other things. But if you're not doing a good job and you're not doing the appropriate job, you're no good to anybody. You know, I know there's a lot of physicians and medical students that wanted to take off to be a part of certain, either boycotts where you assemble and protest. Beautiful that you want to, you know, be there to show your support, but is anybody watching the patients? Okay, I mean, we still have to do our job first. And, you know, then so it's just, you know, it's frustrating to see something like this happen. We are nervous. If another bank goes down, again, it could be a contagion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.